Hi, and welcome to this short podcast with Blue Lotus Yoga and me, Jill Amerson. So this is by special request. It's a podcast all about limbering up for a cycle ride. So we're going to stretch the quads and the hamstrings, the psoas a little bit, work into the upper back, strengthen the core, and then finally bring on a little bit of clear but soft focus in preparation for our cycle ride. So let's get right to it. Let's come up to the top of the mat, coming into Tadasana, and bringing the hands into Anjali Mudra. Having your feet about hips distance apart, with equal weight over the four corners of the feet, the root of the big toe, baby toe, either side of the heel, anchoring down into the earth. So much so as you're anchoring, you can feel that gentle rebounding through the inner seam, lifting the arches a little bit, lifting the inner kneecaps up, lifting the ribcage up away from the top of the pelvis, letting the heart be buoyant, bringing the pubic bone and tailbone towards each other, the ribs and the sides of the throat slightly back, lengthening through the crown of the head. Close your eyes just for a moment. Feel your connection and steadiness over the earth and the length through the whole of your posture as you grow tall to the light. Taking a breath in there and a full, soft, long exhalation out. Release the hands down onto the hips. And let's take our left foot and take a big giant step lunge right back behind us. Anchor the left heel down into the floor so that we're finding the foot pattern of Virabhadrasana 1. Bending the front knee. Make sure that you can still see your right big toe though. Don't let it move so far forwards that you can no longer see your big toe. If that's the case, then take a much longer stance. Press down into the back heel, draw the tailbone in a little bit, zipping up the pubic bone towards the navel. Then as you inhale, let's bring the arms forwards and up towards the sky. So the thumbs are going to point to the wall behind you. Draw the lower belly in and up, lift and open the heart. Tuck the chin slightly to the chest and to the throat. And then gently open the throat and lengthen through the crown of the head, taking a gentle arc. Lifting the gaze up to the space where the wall and the ceiling meet. Take an in-breath there. And as you exhale, let the arms just float back down to your sides. Inhale, lifting the arms up, keeping the belly toned. Open the heart, open the throat. Exhale, release the arms down. Inhale, lifting the arms up. Open the heart, open the throat. And exhale, release the hands down onto the hips. Swivel onto the ball of your left foot now, so the left heel comes off the floor. Bend, stretch the leg strongly, lifting the front of the left thigh bone up away from the floor. Take an in-breath there, keep the shoulders over the hips, and then as you exhale, micro-bend your left knee. Draw your tailbone in more. Zip up again from pubic bone to tailbone. Breathe in and breathe out. Once again, release the hands to your sides. Inhale, sweep the arms all the way up and breathe gently. Moving the shoulders down into the back, keeping space in the back of the neck, space in the throat, softness around the jaw and eyes. Keep the breath steady and even through the nostrils. Take an in-breath there. And as you exhale, release the hands down. And let's spring the feet back together at the top of the mat. Same thing, second side. So keeping your feet hips distance apart, let's now take a big giant lunge step back with the right leg. Anchor the right heel down, keeping that slight width between the feet so you can keep the outer right hip, outer right ribs spinning forwards to the top of the mat so we're nice and square. Make the back leg super strong, grounding through the four corners of the foot. Bend the left knee. Inhale, sweep the arms all the way up. Tailbone draws in. Draw the ribs back a little bit, the throat back a little bit, and then opening the throat, lengthening through the crown of the head, taking a gentle arch. Take an in-breath there, And as you exhale, let the arms swing down by your sides. Inhale, thumbs pointing forwards and up as they rise up and then to the wall behind you. Exhale, let the arms come down. Once more, inhale. And as you exhale, let the arms come back down, hands to hips. Swivel on the ball of the back foot. Make sure that you're spreading your weight all the way across the root of all the right toes, not just swiveling the heel more towards the big toe side or the baby toe edge. So spread out your weight there. Make the right leg super strong and powerful. Lift the front of the thigh up away from the floor. And then micro bend the knee. Draw the tailbone in and zip up the pubic bone more. Lift the heart. And then as you inhale, sweep the arms up alongside the ear again, breathing gently, breathing in and out. Softness around the eyes. No gritted teeth. Relax the tongue away from the roof of your mouth. A little soft smile. Keep it nice and relaxed. Take another in-breath. And as you exhale, release the hands down to the hips. Spring your feet back up to the top of your mat. Feet together, finding Tadasana once again. Inhale, circle the arms around and up to the sky. Exhale, hinging from the hips, folding out over the legs, bent knees or straight legs. Inhale, lifting up the belly from the thighs, extend the heart forwards. And exhale and fold and bow in, taking the gaze to the navel. Pitch some weight forwards into the balls of the feet so your hips are right over your ankles. Press the fingertips down into the floor, into your shins as you inhale. Gather some more length. Keep plugging the shoulders into the back. Exhale, bowing inwards again, taking the gaze to the navel. Once more, breathing in, rising. And breathing out and folding, bowing in. Inhale, coming up halfway. Stepping back into downward facing dog. So an upside down V shape, equal weight between the hands and the feet. Spread out your fingers gently. Hug the index fingers and thumbs towards each other. Hug the forearms towards each other and roll the upper arms away from your face. Drawing the navel to the spine slightly to support the back as you reach the sit bones up and back. And then curling the tail down towards the heels and the heels descending towards the floor. As you next inhale, let's take the right leg and lift it up to the sky. And as you exhale, step your right foot forwards between your hands. Lower the back knee down onto the floor. Take your left hand just off the edge of your mat and lean out onto your left hand, plugging the left shoulder underneath you. Bring your right hand onto the top of your right knee. Turn your right toes and your right knee out about 45 degrees or so to the right. Make sure your knee's tracking your toes, not spinning off in another direction. And then let's hug in. Squeeze the back knee and the front heel towards each other. Feel that gentle lift and containment through the inner groin, through the inner pelvic floor. Taking a gentle twist to the right. Take an in-breath there. And exhale fully. Keep that hugging in action. And if you like, you can reach your right hand straight up to the sky, opening all the way along the chest, but without thrusting your rib cage forwards. So go for the steadiness and the strength and the buoyancy in the pelvis rather than sinking your belly like a little hammock. Take an in-breath there, and as you exhale, reach your right hand back towards the back of your mat, palm facing up. And so for some friends, we might just want to stop right there. For other friends, we can squeeze the left foot in and see if we can find the left toes with your right fingers. Kick the foot away from you. Keep squeezing the knee and the heel towards each other. And for those who want a little bit more juice into the left quad, then come down onto your left forearm. Tuck the chin a little bit. Roll the heart open to the sky. and then lengthen through the crown of the head, softly opening the throat. Breathing in and breathing out. Take one more breath here. And as you exhale, gently release, once again, stepping back into downward facing. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Find your stability through the hands and the feet. Move the armpits up to the waistline, the waist drawing in and up, navel in and up. And as you gaze back towards your toes, look to see that you can't see the inner or outer edge of your heels, that the heels are descending down towards the horizon at the back of your mat. Let's take it to the other side. Let's take the left leg up to the sky in three-legged dog. Spread open your left toes. And as you exhale, let's step the left foot up between the hands. Lower your right knee all the way down onto the floor. Bring your left hand to the inside of your left foot. And then spin your left toes, your left knee out to the top left corner of your mat. Lean out onto your right palm. Plug the shoulder underneath you and use the right hand like a little tiger paw. That'll help you take the weight off the wrist. Take the left hand onto the left knee and then hug into the midline, the heel and the right knee drawing towards each other. And from that stability, then begin to roll the belly, the chest, twisting gently towards the left side. Taking the left hand straight up to the sky, if that feels good in your body, one long wingspan, wrist to wrist, radiate through the top fingers. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, the next stage, reaching your left hand back behind you, palm facing up. So for some friends, we can stay right there. For others, you can squeeze your right foot up off the floor. The shin bone comes vertical, your right toes and your left hand connecting. Kick the right foot away from you. Keep squeezing in though with the knee and the heel so that we don't kind of collapse through the pelvis. Instead, we keep that lovely buoyancy and strength and containment. Taking another breath there, breathing in, breathing out fully. One more, breathing in and breathing out completely. Let's release that, stepping it back once again to downward facing. As you next inhale, let's take right leg to the sky, and this time open it out into lamppost dog. Spread open through the sole of the right foot, and just watch what's going on in your shoulders. Just make sure that there's no sense of collapse. What can often happen is the left armpit dips down, and the left side waist is going to shorten as you swing the hips around. So keep tucking that outer left hip back and lifting both armpits equally. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, bring your right knee forwards behind your right wrist, lowering down into pigeon pose. Bring your hands either side of the front knee and point your right toes and press the baby toe edge of that right foot down so much so that the inner right heel feels like it's lifting away from the floor. Physically, it doesn't absolutely need to lift, but energetically feel that's the case. Just keeping a bit of protection around the right knee. And of course, the heel doesn't have to be super far away from the groin if it doesn't feel so great in your knee or your hip. So just a distance that feels like a challenge for you, but absolutely no pain or discomfort around the knee. Let's tuck the back toes under just for a moment. Lift the back knee and spin the inner left thigh up to the sky. Draw the tailbone in more and then lower the back knee and point the back toes behind you. Take an in-breath there. And then as you exhale, rock all your weight over to your right hip. So all your weight now is on the right hip and outer right thigh. Let's swing the left heel back towards your left sitting bone. And then take your left hand onto your heel And just begin to take the left knee back a little bit more. Breathing in and breathing out. So we've got slight rotation in the torso, moving around to the left now. Take an in-breath. And then as you exhale, let's release and press back into downward facing once again. Same thing, pigeon and its variation on the other side. So left legs to the sky. And then opening out into lamppost dog. And as you exhale, just bringing the left knee behind the left wrist and lowering the hips down. Point through the left toes and energize that outer edge of the shin enough to protect your knee. So baby toe edge of the foot really pressing down into the floor. So it feels like the kind of outer ankle, outer heel are lifting up away from the floor. Feel as though you're dragging your left shin bone towards you and letting your right hip roll down to the floor. So we're staying nice and square. Press down into your fingertips. Tuck your right toes under, lift the back knee up just momentarily. Spin the inner thigh up towards the sky and then lower the right knee down. Point the right toes and reach the wall behind you with your second toe. Keeping the squareness for a moment, lift the heart, relax the shoulders. Take an in-breath and as you exhale, rock all your weight over to the outer left hip, left thigh. And then bend your right knee and kick your heel back towards your right sitting bone. Take your right hand onto your right heel and move the right knee back a little bit more. Stay propped up on your left fingers as you rotate your belly and chest around to the left. So just opening through the inner thigh and groin at the same time, opening the quadricep a little. Take an in-breath there. And then as you exhale, let's gently release all the way back into downward facing dog. As you next inhale, right leg to the sky. Step your right foot forwards between the hands. Lunging position, high lunge. Take an in-breath. Then as you exhale, lower your left knee down onto the floor. Inhale, heart forwards, look forwards. And then as you exhale, rock the hips back over the back knee as you work to straighten out your right leg to any degree. The hands can come in closer. If you can, rest onto the heel of the right foot. Spread out your right toes and press equally through the big toe side and the baby toe side of your foot. Feel as though you're dragging your right heel towards you as you lift the right lower belly in and up. Press the heart forwards, flare the elbows, and fold to any degree over your right leg. Ardha Hanuman. Inhale. And as you exhale, let's release the right hamstrings, coming back into a lunge over the right leg. Bring the hands up onto the right knee. Point your back toes and spread out all your back toes along the floor. Take an in-breath there and exhale completely. Squeeze the back knee and the front heel towards each other. You can stay right there if you like. For a little more challenge, take an in-breath, lift the back knee so you're onto the top of the foot. Keep squeezing, dragging in. And then exhale, lower the back knee down, stepping back into downward facing dog. Same thing, other side. Let's take left leg up to the sky as you inhale. As you exhale, step it through between the hands into a lunging position, making sure that your knee doesn't overshoot your toes. Nice big giant lunge there. Inhale, heart forward, shoulders move away from the ears, and exhale, lower the back knee down to the floor. Inhale, as you exhale, rock the hips back, work to straighten your left leg, coming onto the left heel if that feels okay in your hamstrings. And then activate all the muscles on the legs, hugging the muscles to the bones by pressing equally through the baby toe edge, the big toe edge of the foot, pressing the heel down and dragging it towards you. Lift the left lower belly, heart forwards, Flare the elbows to the sides and fold out over your left leg. Keeping that muscle energy in the legs, breathing in and breathing out. Inhale there. And as you exhale, release the left hamstring, coming back into a lunge. Bring the hands up onto the left knee. Point the right toes and really click all of the toenails down onto the floor, including the baby toe if you can. Take an in-breath, hugging the back knee and the front heel towards each other. Draw the ribs back, lift the heart up, your shoulders over your hips, lengthening through the crown of the head. Feel free to stay there and just breathe easily into the right quad, right hip flexor. If you want to add a little bit more strength, then as you next inhale, press into your right foot, lift the right leg, keep the right leg super strong, tailbone drawing in, zipping up pubic bone to navel. Inhale, exhale, lower the back knee down, step back, downward facing dog. Inhale there, and as you exhale, lower both knees down to the floor, crisscross your shins, rock back onto your sit bones, and extend your legs out ahead of you. Bend both knees, draw the flesh back from underneath your sitting bones, soles of the feet on the floor for the moment, take the hands onto the back of your thighs, draw the navel to the spine, lift the heart up, melt the shoulders into the back, spread the collarbones, lift the balls of the feet off the floor so you're now on your heels. Keep that sense of lift in your belly, so no slumpy lower back. And then rock onto the sit bones more. Find your weight, lift the heels off the floor into a baby boat pose. Feel free just to stay there, breathing steadily, soft gaze. Or work to straighten out your legs so you're like a V shape, the toes pointing, the hands reaching towards the shins. Keep lifting the lower belly, lifting the heart, breathing in, breathing out. One more. And as you exhale, release the feet to the floor, stepping forwards back to downward facing dog. Take an in breath there. Exhale fully. As you next inhale, step up to the top of your mat. Lengthen, exhale, unfold. Inhale, rise all the way up to stand. And exhale, the hands down in Anjali Mudra in front of the heart. Getting grounded through your right foot now. Spread into the four corners of the foot. And then bend your left knee, and you can swivel your left heel against the inner right ankle. Bring the foot against the inner right shin, or you can help that foot up a little bit higher and bring it on to the inner thigh. As much as you're rooting down, hug your thigh and foot towards each other. So everything hugging to the midline. Breathing gently there. Clear, steady focus, strong legs, open hips. Take an in-breath, exhale fully. At the end of that exhalation, let's switch sides. So just taking our tree pose onto our left leg. Root down, spread out the toes, so no kind of grippy toes, no bird on a perch style toes here. Spread them all out across the earth. And so much so, you're feeling the strength lifting up through the inner arch, up to the inner knee. The quadriceps tone. And then as you swivel out your right thigh bone, heel against inner ankle, foot against the inner shin, or foot a little higher still on the inner thigh. Pretty much anything goes there, as long as you're not pressing on the inner knee. So keep rooting down, hugging to the midline, compact the hips a little bit by hugging the outer hips towards each other. Lift up through the heart, lengthen through the crown of the head, and breathe. Soft, steady, easeful breaths. Steady, focused, and clear. Breathing in. And breathing out. The end of that exhalation, let's release our tree pose. Take the hands to the hips. Walk out the feet a little wider than your hips. Spin the toes slightly out, the heels slightly in. Inhale, circle the arms around and up. And as you exhale, draw Anjali Mudra, your prayer position, down through the midline. As you bend your knees towards your toes and sit down into Malasana, yogic squat. Take your elbows between the knees, pressing the heels of the hands together and encouraging the knees to roll back. Let your tail be heavy. If, of course, your heels don't quite touch the floor yet, just roll up your mat underneath you so that as you, the heels really begin to release and touch down, the femurs hug back too. And that takes the weight off the knee a little bit. So getting grounded through the four corners of the foot, letting the tailbone lengthen down, the heart lifting up. Take a moment just to rest your third eye center onto your thumbs. Take an in-breath there and exhaling fully. Hope you enjoyed your pre-cycle limber. Have a good ride. Namaste.